Sweetheart, I am so sorry. Oh, I didn't see you there. Although I don't know how I could have missed you. I mean, not that you're too big to miss. Because no, I didn't mean that. I'll stop talking now. is there anything I can do for you, Precious?
Yes, have this baby.
All right, I know you're a little overdue, and I understand. I do, really. But you are gonna have this baby any day now.
No, Larry, I've been pregnant so long that this baby is going to go straight from delivery room to college.
Well, at least we'll miss the toilet training.
Boochie, boochie, boochie.
Boochie, boochie, boochie.
Boochie, boochie, boochie.
All right, it hasn't escaped our notice that some people in this house, we're not going to mention names,
no,
have been a little less than jolly. But we have just the way to turn them frowns upside down. We're going to a place that's big and colorful where barnyard animals roam freely. No, it's not my bedroom. Where do I come up with them? We're going to the fair. Ow! 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 Ow!
Oh. And Balky's gonna enter his boysenberry pig gut preserves in the jams and jellies contest. Come on, you guys, we want to be the first in line at the petting zoo, because later in the afternoon the animals get so cranky.
So come on.
Hold it. Are you crazy? We are not going to the fair. Jennifer is in no condition to be waddling around the fairgrounds. She can barely waddle around here. I mean, just look at her.
I think they get the picture, Larry.
The fair is out of the question.
Okay, forget the fair. We'll go miniature golfing. We'll just sort of golf around her. Just...
Balky, take a hike.
Okay, a hike. Even though that seems a bit more strenuous than the fair.
Get out.
What?
Get out. Get out now.
Well, excuse us for trying to bring a little bit of joy into your lives. Come on, Marianne, let's forget this whole ugly incident at the square dance pavilion.
Larry, I'm a little hungry. Would you fix me something to eat?
Sure.
Maybe some... fresh fruit, a tossed salad, some cheese, a pot roast with those little round potatoes. Oh, wait a minute, what am I thinking? I couldn't finish that much food. Forget the little potatoes.
Sweetheart, if you're going to practice your Lamaze breathing, remember, you have to start with a cleansing breath. Come on, try it with me now.
Larry,
honey,
I'm not practicing. I'm having the baby.
What?
We have to go to the hospital. I'll write Balky and Marianne a note.
Okay, good. You write them the note.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll get the car. Where are the keys? All right, where's the mailbox? Where's my jacket? Where is your suitcase? Jen, we have to talk. Now, in the last week, we have gone to the hospital numerous times, and you know how it goes. It's always the same. You tell me you're in labor. I have a mini breakdown. Somehow we get out the door. I drive on the sidewalk. We get to the hospital, and we find out it is false labor. False labor, Jen. And then we come home, and then I have to go back to the hospital and have my blood pressure lowered. I only have one trip left in me, Jen. If we're going to do this, I have to know that this is the real thing.
This is the real thing, Larry. We have to go to the hospital. We have to go now.
Okay. All right. Just so long as you know what you're getting yourself into. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Okay. I got the car. All right. Where's my keys? All right. No. Where's the mailbox? Where's my jacket? Where's your suitcase? Okay. All right. Look out. Come on. We're gone. Let's go. All right. Here we go. I'm breathing too fast. We're not going to make it. Just clear the sidewalks.
Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? Who's got the pain when they go, whoo? Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Someone must be sick with the heat or stepping on everyone's feet. But if everyone's feeling okay, why don't they just say ole?
Oh, Balky, I'm sorry your boys in Berry Pig Cut Preserves didn't win first prize.
Well, that's okay. I guess they just hated my guts.
Where do I come up with them?
Oh, thank you for winning Bobo for me. I just love him. He's so cute.
And I love you too, Marianne. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Okay. Okay, Bobo, take a break. Oh, Becky, look a note. We've gone to the hospital. I'm having my baby. Gee, I wonder who it could be from.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Marianne. See, it's on my stationery.
It's
it is
Jennifer.
For Jennifer. Jennifer's having her baby.
We have to call the hospital.
No, we have to go to the florist.
No, we have to call the florist.
We have to go to the florist and call the hospital from the florist.
Oh.
Oh, congratulations, you had a baby. Oh, my goodness.
We're home.
And you're home in only one day. What stamina. You must be part Meposian.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm so happy for you. I think I'm going to cry.
Jennifer didn't have the baby.
Well, that would explain why she's still so huge.
You didn't have the baby?
It was another false alarm.
Oh. I hyperventilated, drove on the sidewalk. Jennifer yelled, screamed, pulled the nurse's hair. You know, the usual.
Oh. Marianne, please, there's nothing funny about what I'm going through.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I wasn't laughing at you.
Oh, I know what it is. You're thinking about the way I looked in the funhouse mirror.
No, but that's funny too. Oh, I feel all funny inside. I think I'm having my baby.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. You can't be having your baby. I'm due before you are. It's my turn. Larry, make her stop.
Marianne, this is kind of a touchy subject with Jennifer right now. Is there any way that you could just hold off on having that baby?
Oh, I don't think so, Larry. Oh, boy.
Okay, now, Listen, everyone, listen. Here's the plan. Now, Jennifer, would you please walk Marianne to the car, and I'll call the doctor and tell him to meet us at the hospital, and Cousin Larry, you get the pig snout pacifier. All right, go.
Marianne, you're going to hear a lot of ugly things about my behavior at the hospital today. Unfortunately, it's all true.
Yes, hello. This is Berkey Bartachomous. My wife, Marianne Bartachomous, is on her way to the hospital. She is in labor. Would you... Yes, I'll hold. Oh, yes, hello. Yes, and would you please tell Dr. Ives that we are on our way to the hospital, and would he please meet us there? Okay, thank you. Oh, I'm fine. Are you okay? All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Boy, you are gone.
Well, I will be in just a second.
Who do you think you are fooling with us? I am in control, Larry.
I am in control.
No, you just think you're in control. You're in the midst of a major breakdown.
What?
And you're in denial.
No, I'm not.
See?
Oh, my God, you're right. What am I denying?
Honey, you are facing one of the most important moments of your adult life, and you are starting to realize that millions of things can go wrong.
What can go wrong?
Well, just getting to the hospital. What if you run out of gas? What if you get stuck in a traffic jam? What if the transmission falls out?
What if I hit a cow and I have to bury it and comfort the other cows?
Just go with those feelings, buddy. Just let it happen. Go ahead.
Oh, cousin, I didn't mean to hit her. She ran out in front of my car. She was chasing a salt lick. One minute she was a happy, productive little heifer. And the next, ground chuck.
That's good.
And then the butt dogs.
You guys, the most amazing thing just happened. Marianne had the baby in the car.
What?
Balky, you have a son.
Did you hear that, cousin? I have a son.
Well, congratulations! Well, come on, we gotta get them both to the hospital.
Yeah, but what if something goes wrong? What if I run out of gas or the transmission on my car falls out or I hit another cow? The other cows know about me now.
Balky, just get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, you're right, gotcha. I'm fine.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
I've been going over this and over this. There has to be something different that Marianne did that made her go into labor so early. I've got to find out what it was and do it. I've got to have this baby now.
Well, Jennifer, no one wants you to have this baby more than I do. But I don't think anything Marianne did had anything to do with her going into labor.
Maybe you're right, sweetheart. Could you fix me a Pop-Tart and cut it into little tiny squares like I like it?
Well, of course, honey. Anything for my little mother-to-be. My little mother-to-be.
Balky, tell me everything Marianne did yesterday up until she went into labor.
Okay, but first I have a really important question for you. Is this the cutest nose you've ever seen in your life or what?
It's adorable.
Don't worry, he'll grow into it.
Balky, what did Marianne do yesterday?
She had my child. Little Robespierre Boinky Bartachomous, a.k.a.
the cutest baby in the world.
Oh, I've taken a photograph of him every hour for the last 2 days. And I just realized, if I flip them real fast, you can see him grow. Baby's first steps.
Okay. Balky, I need to know everything Marianne did leading up to the birth of little Robespierre Boinky.
Well, let's see. She didn't do much of anything until we went to the fair. Marianne spent $36 at the coin toss, and she won a mustache comb, which she gave to the bearded lady, because she's such a giving soul. And all that time, unbeknownst to us, little Robespierre Boinky was planning to make his little entrance into the world. Look at those cheeks. Don't you just want to pinch them?
I want to have my own little baby with little cheeks to pinch. I want to have 48 pictures of my own baby.
49 if you count the double exposure. Look, see where it's like a car coming through his head?
Balky, you could help me have this baby.
Huh?
You could help little Robespierre Boinky have a little cousin to play with. All you have to do is just tell me what Marianne did.
After the coin toss, we went for a helium balloon ride. And then she wanted the corn dog, which I really don't understand because it's not corn and it's not a dog. What is it?
Jennifer, are you still trying to figure out what Marianne did? Because I don't
think... Balloon ride. It makes perfect sense. She went up in the balloon, the air pressure changed, she went into labor.
Well, that is ridiculous. A balloon ride couldn't possibly have made Marianne go into labor.
Of course, it makes perfect sense. It happens to me Poisson astronauts all the time. We have a berth on every shuttle. Of course, they only go up as far as we can throw them, but still, the principle is exactly the same. Come on, Jennifer, let's go get little Robespierre Boinky a little cousin. Come on, we'll put them in the crib, make them do the dance of joy, the little booty.
Hey, hold it. What, are you two out of your minds? I am not going to let my wife float hundreds of feet in the air in a balloon.
Of course, it's not hundreds of feet, it's just 50 feet up that it goes, and there's a rope holding it to the ground. You know, I bet we could see the hospital from it. Maybe I could ask Marianne to take a picture of me from little Robespierre Boinky's point of view.
Come on, Larry, we have to get to the fair.
Now, sweetheart, listen. I know you are not going to like this, but I absolutely forbid you to go up in a balloon. Now, is that going to be a problem, sweetheart?
What do you think?
I think we're going for a balloon ride.
Did you see his little eyelashes?
Yes,
you see his
adorable.
Little baby.
Will you guys please hurry up?
We're coming, sweetheart.
Look at my little boy's little buttock.
I don't believe this. The balloon is closed.
Uh-oh. Looks like Howard took the day off.
Who's Howard?
Well, he runs the balloon ride. He's also a wine connoisseur, philosopher, and his thumbs are double-jointed. They bend all the way back. Mine won't reach.
Sure they will.
Oh!
Okay. Now, let's just forget Howard. Let's go.
I'm not leaving here until I've gone up in this balloon. No. Now, where do we find this Howard person?
Sweetheart, well, we are in no condition to be running all over Chicago looking for some clown named Howard.
Excuse me, cousin. Howard is not the clown. Arthur is the clown. He's right over there next to the fortune teller.
Thank you, Arthur.
Cousin Larry needs to laugh.
Thank you, cousin. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to go home, get a good night's rest, and just be here bright and early tomorrow morning.
That's exactly what I would suggest.
Thank you.
If today didn't happen to be the last day of the fair.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm never going to have this baby. I'm never going to have 48 pictures. I'm never going to have any chubby little cheeks to pinch. I'm just going to have this huge stomach for the rest of my life.
No, you won't, Jennifer. I'll take you up in the balloon myself.
Oh, thank you, Balky.
Yeah. No, let's not get crazy.
It's too late, Larry. I am way past crazy. I'm going up in this balloon with or without you.
All right, no, hold it. Balky, are you sure you can do this?
Well, of course I am. Don't be ridiculous. Just like the balloons we have on Meepos. Only ours don't have any air in them and they don't have any baskets. We call them drop cloths.
Let's get going.
All right.
Wait. Let us help you in. Come on, Balky. Okay. Here we go. There we are. All right. I've got it.
Just get in and
help her in the basket. Here, I got you. It's all right. Here we go.
Gently.
There you go. Okay. Good. Okay. Good, all right, wait there, sweetheart. We're going to help you. Hang on. We'll be right there. All right, come on. Just let it in.
Here we go. Oh, Larry. Wait. There we go. Okay.
Okay, now let's see. It's all coming back to me now. I was here, and Howard was over there, and the McNulty's were back there, and Marianne was right behind me. This rope, it lets you go up, and that one brings you back down.
No, I think it's this one. See the way it's tied down there? This is clearly the one.
Larry, are you sure you guys know what you're doing?
Absolutely.
Well, it's obvious to anyone with a brain.
This is the one.
Of course, I'm kind of sure it's this one.
Kind of sure? Yeah. Kind of sure. Kind of sure isn't going to cut it. Balky, I am positive it is this one.
No, I was in the basket. I know it.
Well, now you've done it. You pulled the wrong rope. Now we can't get back down.
Don't worry, sweetheart. Everything is under control. Balky, get this thing back down on the ground.
I can't get back. I don't know how it works.
Oh, my God. The wind is picking up. We're starting to drift.
Balky, I'm sorry your boysenberry pig got bruised. Balky, I'm sorry your boysenberry pig got preserved. I'm really sorry it didn't win first prize. Balky, I'm sorry your boysenberry pig got preserves didn't. Balky, I'm sorry your boysenberry pig got preserves. Balky, I'm sorry your boysenberry pig got preserves didn't win first prize.
We'll be right back with a word from our sponsors.
Balky, I'm sorry your boysenberry pig got